心低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our Friday night Sabbath worship.
Hallelujah. 奉主的圣名开始我们今天安息日晚上星期五的聚会。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 234.
请站立，唱诗234首。
Hallelujah, the name is Christ. Before we study God's word together, I'll kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
那在我们聚会进行之前，请大家一起跪下来祷告，求神的灵带领我们。
Please kneel down and pray together.
请跪下，同心祷告。
Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与各位同在。
First, I would like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先，我要在此感谢神，让我可以跟大家一起来这里崇拜我们的永活的真神。
I would also praise and thank God that the GA have assigned my family and I to be here for the next 6 years.
那我也很感谢美国总会，那差派了我和我的家人要在这里工作六年。
And for the next 6 years, I truly look forward to work with all of you.
那在将下来的六年，我非常的期待可以在这里工作。
And I hope to serve in God together that His name can be glorified.
So, 我希望能够在这里工作，所以神的名可以得到荣耀。
Tonight, I would like to share with you yearning for Jesus.
今天要来跟大家分享的题目是爱慕耶稣。
You know, when I first came to Christ,
当我来到耶稣的面前的时候
，the first year I was very zealous.
那在第一年我非常的热心。
Every single day, I want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那我时常都想要跟弟兄姐妹能够有很多的团契时间。
And every weekend I can't wait to go to church and worship God with one another.
那在周末我都迫不及待的能够跟弟兄姐妹能够有一起联谊、一起相处的时间来敬拜神。
One brother mentioned to me.
那有一次有位弟兄这样告诉我。
He said, "Rudy, take it easy."
那他告诉我 ，Rudy， 你要慢慢来。
He said the journey to the heavenly kingdom is very long.
他说到天国的这个旅程是非常的遥远的。
So you don't need to use all your gas from the beginning.
你不要在一开始就把你所有的汽油都用光了。
You have to pace yourself.
你必须要慢慢的来。
So in the beginning, I didn't understand what he was saying to me.
我一开始我并不了解他的意思是什么。
Then after a while, then I realized.
但后来呢，我慢慢的了解了。
As I continue to worship God.
那我慢慢的继续的来敬拜神。
I see many brothers and sisters are very lukewarm.
我看到有一些弟兄姐妹开始有不冷不热。
This means we need a hot or we need a cold.
那我们可能不是冷就是热，可能冷或者是热心。
And we come to worship God.
那我们来敬拜神。
It seems we have no life inside of us.
好像并没有在我们的心里头有真正的生命。
It seems only when we come to worship God because God tells us to observe Sabbath.
好像我们来敬拜神，只是因为神告诉我们我们要来守安息日。
But we don't get excited anymore.
但我们不再有那样子的喜悦。
When was the last time when we say, "Oh, Friday, wow, I can't wait to go to church"?
那最后一次是什么时候？你的确感觉到哦，星期五。我迫不及待的想要来聚会。
I want to go there an hour early to pray.
那我想要提早一个小时到教会来祷告。
Because I want to communicate with the Heavenly Father.
因为我想要跟天父能够做足够的沟通。
I think sometimes very few of us have this kind of feeling.
我想可能不是很多人能够有这样的感觉。
Why we don't yearn for our Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么我们不再爱慕耶稣呢？
Because quite often we get so sick of things so easily.
因为很多时候我们很容易就对一些事情厌倦了。
I remember when I first got my driver's license.
我还记得我第一次拿到我的驾照的时候。
And my parents bought me a brand new car.
那我的父母亲买了新的车给我。
And the first 6 months of this brand new car, wow, I vacuumed the car like almost every day.
那在这前六个月当中，我天天的来在这个地上吸尘。
And every time the gas go down to 3/4, I would go to the gas station and fill it up.
那每次汽油如果降到75%以下，我就赶快去加油。
If I could, I would take off my shoes and enter the car, you know, because I want the car to be so clean.
如果能的话，我甚至想要把我的鞋子给脱掉，才不会把我的地毯给弄脏。
But after 6 months later,
但六个月之后呢
？My car is always dirty.
我的车总是
脏的。And then it's full of dents everywhere.
那也这里撞那里撞。
Because after 6 months later, I feel I'm so sick of this car.
因为六个月之后，我觉得我已经厌倦了这部车。
And sometimes our relationship is also the same thing.
那有的时候我们在处理这些关系的时候，也是类似的情况。
No, sometimes brothers would stay at work late on purpose. Why? Because they don't want to come home to see their wife, right?
有的时候有一些弟兄或许甚至想要在上班的地方留得越晚越好，因为他不想回家看到自己的配偶。
Because the minute they come home, they feel their wife nag too much.
那有些弟兄就之后就对于自己的妻子不再那样子的喜爱。
And sometimes I talk to sisters like, I can't wait for my husband to go on a business trip, right?
那有的姐妹也说啊，我实在是很希望我的先生能够赶快去出差。
Because every time he's home, it causes so much problem.
因为我先生只要在家，他就只会造制
造问题。And quite often, we also bring this kind of relationship also with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样子的关系上的问题，有的时候甚至会发生在我们跟主耶稣基督之间。
You know, after we've been married 20, 30 years.
我们结婚了二三十年之后，
It seems we have no desire for one another anymore, right?
似乎我们彼此之间就不再有一些想望。
And after we worship Christ for many years,
那我们敬拜耶稣这么多年之后，
We feel like all we know everything about Jesus already.
我们好像什么都知道了。
There's nothing else really we could learn about him.
好像我们在耶稣身上已经学不到任何东西。
So because of this, every time we come to service, we always drag in our feet.
那所以有因为这样子，所以每次来教会，我们的脚步都非常的沉重。
But this is not the way it should be.
但这并不是应该的。
I know my wife for 19 years.
我认识我的太太19年了。
I still don't understand her, right?
那我还对她不是完全的了解。
Can you imagine 19 years after knowing my wife, I do not understand her? How about God?
那你能想象吗？在19年之后，我还不太认识我的太太，你能够完全的了解神吗？
You know, the hymn says, the longer we serve him, the sweeter it grows.
那赞美诗告诉我们，我们侍奉的越久，那是越甘甜。
So in other words,
那换句话来说，
you and I must bring back this fire inside our heart.
我们必须要能够把这个火再度的带回到我们的心里。
If we don't have this fire inside our heart,
如果我们的心中不再点燃这把火，
there's no way you and I can last until the end days.
我们就没有办法能够持续一直到末日。
Because right now,
因为现在，
is the time for you and I to cultivate ourselves.
因为现在是我们可以来做好灵修工作的时候。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
请看路加福音第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
路加福音十九章。
Why should we yearn for our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们为什么要爱慕耶稣呢？
Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 3.
十九章第一节到第十九节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, verse 2.
第二节。
Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief tax collector, and he was rich, verse 3.And he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not, because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So here, from verse 1 to verse 3, it tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ was on his way to Jerusalem.
所以第十九节，这里第一节到第三节说耶稣他要进入耶利哥。
But at first he must go through the city of Jericho.
他要去耶路撒冷，可是他必须要经过耶利哥。
And now we can see, then say, now behold, right?
在那个时候。
The word behold, this means to truly look at it.
在那里停站一下，就是说他会停在那里好好的看一看。
Who do we truly look at it?
那我们应该看着谁呢？
There's a man, his name is Zacchaeus.
所以这个人叫做撒该，对，撒该。
And Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector.
他是税吏长。
And he also was a rich person.
那他也是相当有钱的人。
But even though he was rich, but he feel the void inside his heart.
虽然他很有钱，可是他心里很空虚。
Why do we know that he has a void inside his heart?
我们怎么知道他心里很空虚呢？
Because he yearned to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他非常的想要见耶稣。
You know, quite often for you and I.
那这常常在我们身上会发生。
It doesn't matter how much money we have in the bank.
那不论我们银行有多少的钱。
It does not mean that we will be fulfilled.
那银行钱的多少不代表我们的心是不是很充实。
Look at Solomon.
我们看看所罗门。
You know, in Dallas, we have a truth seeker.
在 Dallas, 有一位慕道者。
And we go to see him every Wednesday.
那我们每个礼拜三会去看他。
And one Wednesday, open the door, and then he start to yell, right?
那 每个礼拜三我们去，那打开他的门的时候，他都会对我们吼叫。
And he said, "Hey, Pastor Woody." He said, "Hey, Pastor Woody."
他说Woody 传道。
He said, "You know the book of Ecclesiastes."
那在传道书里头。
How can God allow the book of Ecclesiastes to be in the Bible?
为什么神会让传道书存在圣经里头？
He said, "After I read, I feel so depressed."
我读完以后，我觉得非常的沮丧。
Because everything they talk about is vanity. Everything is full of vanity.
因为圣经在那段里头不断的讲空虚。
He said, "You allow people to read this book, maybe they even kill themselves."
那因为你如果让人读这卷书卷，甚至会让人想自杀。
So I say, the way you read it, the way you act it, is true.
所以我告诉他，你对这卷书卷的感觉是正确的。
If you read the book of Ecclesiastes,
如果你这么的读法，
you will become so depressed.
你会非常的沮丧。
Why? Because everything is full of vanity.
因为所有的事情的确都是充满了虚空。
But what was the conclusion of the book of Ecclesiastes?
但传道书的结论是什么呢？
So I share with him.
所以我这样跟他分享。
We must fear God.
我们必须要能够感觉神。
And keep his commandment.
能够持守他的诫命。
Those are only two things that we can do in life that is worth, you know, worth our living.
所以这些是我们在世界上要能够活得有价值，就要做这样的事情。
But you see Solomon how much he had.
我们看看所罗门他是多么的富有。
He had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
他有700个太太跟300个嫔妃。
And with many wives, how can you write everything is full of vanity?
那他有这么多这么多的财富跟女人，他怎么会说虚空的都是虚空，凡事都是虚空
？And he had like 10,000 people choir.
那他还有一万人来服侍他。
He had everything.
他有所有的东西。
Why was the conclusion of his life? Everything is full of vanity.
但为什么他的结论是凡事都是虚空呢
？Because on the end, he ended up depart from God.
因为在最后。他远离了神
，so that's why his heart feels so empty.
所以他的心中充满了空虚。
So nowadays for you and I,
那现在呢？对你我而言
，what are we seeking for?
我们所追求的是什么呢
？Are we seeking for the things of this world?
我们追求的是这世上的东西吗
？Or we seek for God?
还是我们追求神
？You know, maybe 2 years ago, we asked any one of us here who want to be a Steve Jobs, right?
或许在两年前，如果我们问在座所有的人，谁想要做Steve Jobs.
Yes, I think many of us would say, of course, you want to be him, right?
或许大家都会说，对，我就是想要像他。
He built such a great empire.
他创造了这样子的一个帝国。
And now, you know, I just bought the iPhone, the iPod, the iPad. It's just so amazing.
那我也买了这个 iPhone, iPad 这些产品，我觉得他们真的是非常的神奇。
And I used the Mac Air. That thing is just so amazing, right?
那我也用了这个很轻巧的这个 Mac Air 的这个电脑。
But now Steve Jobs is dead.
但现在呢 ，Steve Jobs 他已经过世
了。Can he bring the Mac Air with him?
他能够把他所发明的这个 Mac Air 的电脑带着走吗
？Can he bring the iPhone, the iPad with him?
他能够把这些 iPhone 跟 iPad 带着走吗
？He cannot bring anything with him.
他什么都带不了。
He's dead and buried.
他已经死了，也埋葬了。
So for you and I, we must have different goals.
所以你和我跟他必须有不一样的目标。
Look at Zacchaeus.
我们看看撒该。
He was rich.
他很有钱。
But he also was a chief tax collector.
那他又是税吏长。
So this means in society he has very high status.
所以这就是表示他在社会上有非常高的地位。
But even though he had high status and rich, he still was not fulfilled.
虽然他的身份很高又有钱，可是他的内心依然没有办法满足。
So that's why he sought to see who Jesus was.
所以他试着想要来看看耶稣是谁。
But even though he was rich, it doesn't mean if he wanted to see Jesus, he gonna see him.
但也不因为他很有钱，他想看耶稣，他就看得到。
But it say he could not.
所以这里讲他看不到。
So for you and I.
就像你我一样。
We spend so much time working in the world.
我们花了非常非常多的时间在这个世上
Of course, we must work hard.
那当然，我们必须在这个世上很努力的工作。
But if you work so hard to the point that you cannot put God first, then this work is become in vain.
所以，如果我们花了很多的苦心在世上工作，但忘却了神，那所有的一切都是白费的。
One time, I met a brother.
有一次我遇到一位弟兄。
Actually, he hasn't come to church for 3-4 years.
那他在3-4年之间已经没有到教会了。
And the reason he didn't come to church because he was so busy working.
那他没有来教会，因为他非常的忙碌于工作当中。
And tried to save money.
那他也试着来存钱。
And then one day he was eating with his sister.
那有一天他在跟他的姐妹一起吃饭。
And then his sister looked at him.
他的姐妹告诉看着他。
He said, "What's wrong with your eyes?"
他说你的眼睛怎么了
？Why your eyes look very yellow?
看你的眼睛怎么都这么的黄
？So then they took him to the hospital.
后来那他就送他到医院去。
Then he was diagnosed with liver failure.
那后来他诊断出他的肝脏衰竭。
He was there for 5 days in hospital.
那他在医院住了五天。
And he saved about 120,000.
He
during the time of his working.
他赚了，他存了120,000。
And 5 days in hospital, all his saving was gone.
那五天住院就把这120,000全花完了。
Because he did not have insurance, health insurance.
但因为他没有好的这个保险。
And then the doctor told his family.
所以医生告诉他的家人。
His family are not members.
那他的家人不是信徒。
They said, "You want to keep him in the hospital."
那他说你们需要把他留在医院。
It's going to cost about $1.2 million for 1 month.
那如果在医院住一个月，那大概要花120,000。
Because during the time he was on life support.
因为在那个时候，他已经需要靠这个维生的这个器具来维持他的生命。
But the family say we cannot afford it.
但他的家人说我们没有办法负担这个费用。
So they take life support off of him.
所以把那个维生的这个机器拿掉。
Within 5 days, that brother passed away.
所以五天之内，他的生命就这样结束了。
When I hear this story, I feel very sad.
那我听到这件事情，我觉得非常的感伤。
Because sometimes we seek for the wrong thing in this world.
因为有的时候我们在这世界上找错了东西。
So here, Zacchaeus, even though he was rich,
所以在这里撒该，虽然他非常的有钱
，but he was empty inside.
但他的心中非常的空虚。
Because of his emptiness, he seek for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但因为这样的空虚，他想要求见耶稣。
But he could not.
但他看不到。
The first reason he said because of the crowd.
他第一个原因是因为很多的人在那里。
Now quite often we are the chosen people of God.
很多时候我们是神的选民。
We want to worship God.
我们想要敬拜神。
We want to draw ourselves closer to Him.
我们想要能够更接近神。
But quite often there's many things in life that keep us from seeing the Lord Jesus Christ.
但很多时候世上的繁琐的事情没有办法让我们能够很清楚的看到耶稣。
Sometimes it's our school.
有的时候是学校。
Sometimes it's our work.
有的时候是工作。
Sometimes it's our family.
有的时候是家人。
Our life is full of crowd.
我们的生活当中充满了各式各样的群众。
So because of this, it's very difficult for us to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以也因此我们很难看到耶稣基督。
Look at tonight, right?
像我们今天。
Actually, I don't know how many. I just asked Deacon Wong how many people is in Houston.
那像今天我刚刚问过了 Patrick 执事，休斯顿教会有多少信徒
？Actually, on Friday, very few people come to service.
那他说礼拜五晚上不是那么多的人会来。
And not only in Houston, but also all the churches all over the United States.
那并不是只有休斯顿教会，而是美国各地的教会都是如此。
But it seems okay for us to stay at work to 7-8 o'clock at night.
但好像上班加班到七点八点却又好像都是理所当然。
Of course, this is the wrong mentality.
因为这是不正确的心态。
This is the deception from Satan himself.
那这是从魔鬼而来的欺骗。
Why? Because he keeps us so busy to gain the things of this world, then we lose our own soul and we don't even know it.
因为他让我们在世上如此的繁忙，所以以至于我们甚至失掉了自己的灵魂，我们都不知道。
But truly, actually, in reality, the crowd is not in the way.
所以有非常非常多的群众，很多的杂物。
What was in the way? What was wrong with Zacchaeus?
所以撒该他有什么样的东西挡在他前面呢
？The main reason because he was short of stature.
那也因着他是非常的矮小的。
If he was 7 feet tall.
如果他七尺高。
It doesn't matter if 100 people in front of him, he still be able to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他很高，不管面前有几百人，他还是可以看耶稣看得很清楚。
Just like for us,
就像我们一样。
The crowd always going to be there.
这个人群、这些杂物的事情总是会在那里。
Our school is always going to be there.
学校的课业永
远在那。Our work is always going to be there.
工作也永远会在那。
But what is the problem?
但问题在哪呢
？The problem quite often we lose our stature.
有很多的时候是因为我们失掉了了解自己身份。
In our spiritual speaking, we cannot overcome the things of this world.
那我们在属灵上来说，我们失掉了我们知道自己本分的一些情况。
So because of this, we become weak in our faith.
所以我们的信心就越来越软弱。
And every little cloud in our way, we are not tall enough to see over it.
所以每当有一点点小小的世上的一些事情挡在我们面前，我们就没有办法有够高的一个身高来看超过这些问题。
But Zacchaeus did not lose hope.
但是撒该他并没有因此而失掉。
And why didn't he lose hope?
他为什么没有失掉希
望呢？ Because in verse 4 say, so he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him.
因为第四节讲，撒该他就跑到前面，爬到桑树上，他来看耶稣。
For he was going to pass that way.
因为他要能够往前跑。
So what does that mean?
这问这是什么意思呢？
You can see that Jesus Christ is going to pass through Jericho.
他知道耶稣要经过耶利哥。
And he was going to pass through the way that Zacchaeus wanted to see him.
他要经过那个撒该想要看他的地方。
In other words, if Zacchaeus did not take the opportunity to see Jesus Christ, then he would never ever going to see him again.
所以撒该如果没有在那个时候把握机会，那他可能就永远没有办法看到耶稣。
So every minute of our lives,
所以在我们生活当中的每一分每一秒，
if we miss the opportunity to draw ourselves closer to God,
所以每当有机会可以让我们亲近神，
then we never ever maybe once again we can have the opportunity.
那或许有的时候我们会失掉这样的机会。
That's why the great philosopher Heraclitus he said.
所以有一位很伟大的哲学家，他这么说
：You can never step in the same river twice.
你不可以在同样，你不可以踏进同一条河两次。
So in other words, every time you step in a river, new water you will step on, not the same one.
所以意思就是说，每次你踏进水的话，每次都应该是新的河流。
Actually, in our relationship with God,
就好像我们跟神之间的关系。
Quite often, when we want to draw near to Him.
常常我们是想要亲近他。
We must take every opportunity.
我们也必须要能够善用所有的机会。
Because this time will come.
因为时间机会会来临。
There will be no more opportunity.
但是这机会过掉之后就没有机会了。
Now quite often, if you know people who just lost their loved one.
那也有很多时候，有些人他们失掉了他们所心爱的人。
And why most time why they feel so sad?
为什么他们觉得非常的难过呢？
For example, I just lost my father, right? My biological father.
就好像我最近失掉了我的父亲。
And you know, and my older brother, he cried a lot.
我的哥哥他非常的伤痛。
And I asked him, why do you cry so much?
那我问他，你为什么这样子悲伤的来痛哭呢？
When dad was alive,
当父亲还在世的时候，
he wanted to see you all the time.
他常常想要看到你。
And if he's willing, he even want to walk to go and see you.
如果你愿意的话，他甚至想要走去看你。
But you live too far.
但你住太远了。
But all this time you don't come to visit him.
但你也从来不回来来探望他。
Now that he passed away.
那现在他过世了。
But now you cry.
那你现在开始哭。
Of course, I say this to my brother because I know him well, right?
那我当然因为我跟我的哥哥很熟，所以我能够这样告诉他。
So why does he cry?
为什么他哭呢？
Because he missed the opportunity to show how much he loves my father.
因为他失掉了能够向爸爸表示他的爱的一个机会。
He didn't realize that my father gonna pass after seven days when he got sick.
那他并不了解到父亲在生病七天之后就过世了。
Quite often life is like this.
那常常我们的生命就像
这样。No, when I think back when I first came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我也想到我刚归入主的名下的时候。
And if I didn't take every opportunity to know him,
如果我没有把握住每一个可以认识他机会
,ABNYTS,
所有的青年神训班
,AB speech convocation,
所有的灵恩会
,there's a group of youth from Boston would drive all the way to Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, just to go to speech convocation.
那时候有一群青年他们会一起开车从波士顿到纽约到各个地方去参加学生去参加灵恩会。
And I know one thing for sure.
那我在那个时候我是
If all those brothers and sisters never bring us to those events, I think for me, I wouldn't be a pastor.
那我知道如果在那个时候那些弟兄姐妹没有带着我一起去的话，我就没有机会能够认识神。
Maybe I won't even be in Christ.
那我就不会在耶稣基督里面。
But because all those opportunities that I have, I drew myself closer to God.
那也因着这些所有的机会，我能够有机会能够跟神更加的亲近。
And because of that, it strengthened my faith.
也因此而加深了我的信心。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
every single day,
每一天，
take the opportunity to draw closer to Him.
我们必须要把握机会，能够跟神亲近。
Yes, we are all busy in life.
对，每个人都在生活当中非常的忙碌。
We have job, we have children.
你有工作，你有家庭小孩。
Of course, you must be diligent to do all those things.
那当然，你是非常的辛勤，能够来维持所有的这一切。
But one thing that is so important in our lives.
但在生活当中一个很重要的，
that make sure Jesus Christ is the first one in our life.
我们必须要确知耶稣基督永远是在我们生活当中的第一位。
Just like Zacchaeus,
就好像撒该。
He could not see our Lord Jesus Christ.
他看不到耶稣。
But he went ahead and climbed up the sycamore tree.
那他马上跑到前头，爬上了桑树。
And then look at verse 5.
那我们看第五节。
And when Jesus came to the place,
那耶稣到了那里。
Jesus looked up.
他抬头一看。
And saw him.
那他看到了撒该。
So because Zacchaeus made this great effort,
因为撒该他尽了这么大的力气。
Then Jesus was the one that saw him first.
那耶稣其实是先看到撒该的。
Then Jesus said to Zacchaeus,
所以耶稣对撒该说，
Zacchaeus, make haste and come down.
他说撒该你快下来。
Can you imagine if you were Zacchaeus?
你能想象吗？如果你是撒该，
many people consider him to be just a sinner.
可能在那里都很多的罪人。
How can Jesus, the Son of the Living God?
为什么耶稣这个永活神的儿子？
Jesus did not say, "Hey, small man." He did not say that, right?
他并没有说，嘿，你这个很不重要的这个人。
He called him by his name.
那他叫他的名字。
I'm surprised that Zacchaeus didn't fall off the sycamore tree, right?
那我很惊讶，撒该并没有因此而从那个桑树上掉下来。
Because if you call him by name, this means how can this person, such a holy person, know me by my name?
那他那个时候，难道不会想说，奇怪，我这个这么神圣、这么伟大的人，他怎么知道我的名字，然后来叫我呢？
So when we make an effort to draw ourselves closer to God,
所以当我们尽我们的力气来亲近神。
God always meets us halfway.
那神永远会来尽可能来在当中来帮助我们。
But what He wants is to see how much effort we put into it.
那当然也要看我们愿意付出多大的心力。
No, just like my little nephew, he's been living with me for almost 4 years now.
就像我的小外甥，他跟我一起住了四年了。
And every time he do something, he make a mess and things like that.
那每次他要做什么东西，他会弄得到处都很脏乱。
If I see him try to clean it up,
那有的时候我会看他试着想要来清洁打扫。
Especially when he's like 4 or 5 years old, he's still so small. Right?
那当然四五岁还很小。
Me as an uncle, there's no way I want him to clean it by himself. Why? Because when I see him try to clean up, he looks so cute, right? So I would go there and help him to clean it up.
那当然，我这个做舅舅的，我看他这么小，他想要试着打扫，又可能弄得不是很好，我当然不忍心，而会跟着他一起扫。
You know, when God look at us,
所以就好像神看着我们。
He knows how busy we are in life.
他知道我们在生活当中是多么的忙碌。
And He knows how difficult it is for us to draw ourselves closer to Him.
那他也知道，有的时候要能够亲近神不是那么容易的事情。
But if we try.
但我们如果试着，
then for sure he will meet us halfway.
那神也会这样子来帮助我们。
Just like Zacchaeus.
就好像撒该一样。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down.
那耶稣跟他告诉他说，撒该快下来。
And what did Jesus say to him? What did Jesus say to Zacchaeus?
所以耶稣告诉撒该什么事呢？
He said, Today I must stay at your house.
他说今天我必住在你家里。
And look at verse 6, right?
那看第六节。
Actually, verse 7, all those who saw it, they feel like, wow, this guy, how can he, you know, go and dine with a person who's a sinner?
所以我们看到第七节，那个时候旁边的人都看到，都私底下议论纷纷说，他竟然到了罪人家里去住宿。
But Jesus does not care.
耶稣并不在意这些。
As we long as we try our best to draw ourselves closer to Him,
我们只要尽我们的力，能够亲近神。
He will want to come into our heart.
他会能够进 会试着进到我们的心中。
But if we don't want to draw ourselves closer to Him,
如果我们自己不愿意亲近神,
then it's very difficult for Him to come inside our heart.
那他来住在我们心中会不是很容易。
No, a couple of years ago, a brother testified.
那两年前有一位弟兄这样见证。
This was during NYTS.
那这是在青年神训班的时候。
And it's even he kneeled down and prayed.
他说他跪下来祷告。
Then Jesus, you know, showed him a vision.
那耶稣让他看了异象。
And there a time when he see the vision, Jesus was standing at the door.
那异象中，耶稣他站在门边。
And this was the door of his apartment.
那个门是他的公寓的这个门大门。
But then Jesus he wanted to come into his apartment.
耶稣想要进入他的公寓。
But his apartment was so occupied with so many things.
但他的公寓里头呢，有各式各样的东西。
His couch, his sofa was full of people drinking and talking.
那他的沙发。坐满了一些在那里喝酒作乐的人。
That everywhere, every room that he had in the house is occupied with his friends.
那他所有的房间都被他的各式各样的朋友所占满。
So Jesus felt very sad.
所以耶稣觉得非常的感伤。
That he cannot come into his apartment.
因为耶稣他进不了他的
公寓。So that time the brother became very sad.
所以在那个时候，那个弟兄觉得
非常的难过。He said that his heart is full of the things in this world.
因为他知道他的心里充满了世上的各式各样的俗事。
Even Jesus wanted to come in, he cannot.
就算耶稣想进来也进不来。
So there were times he fasted and prayed.
所以在那个时候他禁食祷告。
And as he fasted and prayed, he feel inside his heart, and he see that in his apartment, one by one, all his friends, all the people start to leave.
所以当他禁食祷告的时候，他又看到了异象，就是看到他的公寓里头的这些乱七八糟的朋友跟这些东西全部一个一个的离开。
And on the end of NYTS.
在青年神训班的最后
，Everyone in his apartment, they all gone.
那所有在他公寓的那些人都离开了。
Then he saw Jesus again.
但最后他又看到了耶稣。
Jesus came in and sat on his sofa.
那耶稣进来坐在他的沙发上。
And he began to talk to his brother.
那耶稣也能够跟这个弟兄开始有一些
谈话。And the brother said he was so touched.
那这弟兄非常的感动。
For us nowadays.
那对我们而言。
Let not occupy our hearts with so many things in this world.
我们的心中可能充满了世界上很多很多的杂物。
So our Lord Jesus Christ can come into our hearts.
所以耶稣基督想要进来。
And how do we know when Jesus is inside our heart?
我们怎么知道耶稣基督在我们的心中呢？
Chapter 19, verse 6.
我们看十九章第六节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 6.
路加福音十九章第六节。
So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
所以撒该他就急忙的下来，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
The first sign we can tell our Lord Jesus Christ inside our heart is when we are so joyful.
所以第一个可以看出耶稣基督在我们心中的一个证据呢，就是我们非常的喜乐。
We are the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
We should always be joyful.
我们应该永远的非常的喜乐。
That if our Lord Jesus Christ stay inside our heart.
那是如果耶稣基督停留在我们的心
中。You can see nowadays the people in the world.
我们看到现在在世上很多人。
They have no peace, they have no joy.
他们没有平安，没有喜乐。
It doesn't matter how much money they have, how big a house they live in, how fancy a car they drive, they cannot be joyful.
不论他们房子有多大，车子有多好，有赚多少钱，他心里没有喜乐。
So when they come to our church,
所以我们来到教会的时候，
they want to see the joyfulness inside of us.
那些人来教会的时候，他想要从我们身上来得到这些我们内心的喜乐。
But if you and I are not joyful,
但如果你跟我没有喜乐的话，
then why would the people outside want to come and worship the God that we worship?
那些在外头的人想要来那跟我们一起来敬拜神。
You know, when I go to Africa,
那我到非洲的时候，
our brothers and sisters they are very poor.
那里的弟兄姐妹非常的贫穷。
But every time we give sermon.
但我在那里每次讲
道, it would last 4 or 5 hours.
那四五个小时之
间, and for that 4 or 5 hours, they are so joyful.
但那四五个小时之间，他们都非常的喜乐。
They never ever fall asleep.
他们从来不打瞌睡。
Then when I come back to the stage,
但我回到美国以后呢,
and especially in California, most of brothers are wealthy, right?
尤其在加州那很多的弟兄姐妹都非常的有
钱。When I you know share the same, probably the same sermon, right?
那或许我用同样的讲道的内容。
And then look at the brothers and sisters.
那我看看台下的弟兄姐妹。
It seemed like the whole world on their shoulder, right?
好像所有的这个世上的杂事都在他们的肩上。
They look so sad.
他们看得非常
的感伤，
看起来心情很不好。
And it seems like wow, life is, you know, it's so difficult.
看他们的生活都非常的艰难。
Even though they have a big house to live in,
虽然他们有大房子
，they drive a fancy car.
他们有昂贵的车
，but they still feel so empty inside.
但他们觉得心里很空虚。
Why our brothers and sisters in Africa? They have nothing.
但我们在非洲的弟兄姐妹，他们什么都没有。
And some of them live only in a straw house.
那有些甚至只是住在稻草屋。
If a strong wind come by, the house is knocked down, then they just build another one, right?
所以如果大风一吹，房子被吹垮了，那他就没办法，就之后再盖的。
But they are so joyful.
但他们非常的喜乐。
And most of them don't even work.
Right. 但大部分他们甚至没有工作。
They just have a little farm. They just go and try the farm, right?
那他们可能就是一个小小的农地，在那里工作。
And most of them they go 2-3 days without eating food.
那他们也很多人两三天可能没有饭吃。
But why they so joyful?
但他们怎么这么喜乐呢
？Because Jesus Christ inside their hearts.
因为耶稣基督居住在他们的心内。
But here in United States.
但在美国。
We one of the greatest country in the whole world.
我们是在世上最富足的国
家。We are one of the richest country in the whole world.
我们是全世界最有钱的国家。
Why is it so hard for us to find joyfulness?
但为什么我们这么困难来找到喜乐呢
？Especially for our brothers and sisters.
尤其是对我们自己的弟兄姐妹。
We must invite Christ to come inside our heart.
我们身为基督徒，我们必须要邀请耶稣能够进到我们的心中。
Just like Zacchaeus.
就好像撒该一样。
Verse 8.
第八节
Luke chapter 19 verse 8
路加福音十九章第八节
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord Look Lord I give half my goods to the poor And if I have taken anything from anyone by fault accusation I restore fourfold、
okay. 第八节撒该站着对主说主啊我把所有的一半给穷人我若讹诈了谁就还给他四倍
This is the second sign how we know Jesus is inside our heart.
那这是第二个知道耶稣居住在我们心中的一个凭据。
Can you imagine Zacchaeus?
我们可以想象
All his life he's been taken from people.
那他终其一生都是夺取别人的财物。
He only met our Lord Jesus Christ for one day.
但他就在那个时候遇到了耶稣。
Then he was willing to give half his good to the poor.
那他竟然愿意把他一半给
穷人。This means actually, when he met Jesus Christ,
所以这里当他遇见了耶稣
，he was full of love.
那他心中充满了爱。
If he had no love, there's no way he would sell half his good and give to the poor.
如果他心中没有爱，那他是不可能想把他的一半来捐赠给穷人。
So just like for us,
那就像我们现在
，if Christ inside our hearts,
如果耶稣基督在我们的心
中 ，no one in church will complain that we have no love.
所以那没有人会抱怨说没有爱。
Only when we as the chosen people of God are full of God's love.
那只有我们这些选民会充满了爱。
Then anyone who comes to this church.
那所以从外头来的人。
They would never ever want to leave.
那他们来了以后，他们就不会想走。
But because many people in the world, they want to look for this love.
因为很多在世上的人，他们在找寻这样子的爱。
But they cannot find it.
可是他们在其他地方找不到。
But they must find it here in the true church of God.
那他们会在真教会里头，在神的家中找到。
But our Lord Jesus Christ must live inside our heart.
但耶稣基督必须要住在我们的心中。
And only then, not only we are full of joy.
那不只是我们心中充满了喜悦。
We also be full of love.
那我们也心中必须充满了爱。
But then he said one more thing.
但他又说了一件事。
If I have taken anything from anyone falsely, that will be so fourfold.
他说，如果我讹诈了谁，我就要还他四倍。
So what does this mean about Zacchaeus?
那撒该说这话是什么意思呢
？Actually, he has a heart of repentance.
他有悔改的心。
This means he knows that he's a sinner.
他知道他是罪人。
But Jesus come to his house anyway.
但耶稣他还是一样的去他的家里。
So just like for us,
就像我们一样。
We should never forget that before we are baptized.
我们不能忘记在我们受洗之前。
You and I nothing but sinners.
我们什么都不是，我们只是罪人。
And sinners deserve to be put to death spiritually.
但而且罪人在属灵上是需要处死的。
But because God loves us so much,
但神爱我们。
We should always have the heart of repentance.
我们需要有这种悔改的心。
We know we are not perfect.
我们知道我们不是完美的.
Maybe every day we sin against God one way or another.
或许我们每天在不同的事上来, 犯罪, 得罪神.
But do we truly have the heart of repentance?
但我们是不是真心, 悔改呢?
You know, when Peter baptized the first 3,000,
当, 彼得, 一开始受洗3,000人的时候,
he said to all the people,
他告诉所有的人,
remember these people are devout Jews.
要记得这些人在那个时候是非常 忠心的犹太教徒,
they've been worshiping God for many years.
那他们已经, 敬拜神许多许多年了,
but they did not know Jesus was the Son of God. But what did Peter say to them?
但彼得告诉他什么呢?
Repent.
Right? Repent.
But nowadays we talk to truth seekers.
我们现在告诉慕道者,
especially when they are from other, you know, Christian denomination,
尤其是从其他的基督教会来的,
we feel we should not ask them to repent.
我们有时候觉得我们好像不应该,
because if we ask them to repent, it means we are judging them.
因为如果我们将他们悔改, 好像我们在, 定他们的罪.
Actually, this is the wrong mentality.
其实这是不正确的心态.
Even me, I also sin against God.
那就像我自己一样,
many of us sin against God.
我们许多人都是犯罪,
but we want God to come inside our heart. We must truly repent from what we have done that is wrong.
如果我们要神永久住在我们的心里, 我们必须要能够悔改,
and only that way we can see if they're willing to humble themselves.
那也因着这个方式, 他们才能够谦卑下来.
And look at verse 9.
我们看第9节,
and Jesus said to him,
耶稣说,
today salvation has come to this house because he also is the son of Abraham.
第9节耶稣说, 今天救恩到了这家, 因为他也是亚伯拉罕的。
Can you imagine when Jesus say that, you know, in front of everyone?
我们可以想象吗? 耶稣在所有的人面前这么讲。
Zacchaeus is nothing but a sinner.
撒该其实他就只是个罪人。
But say he's also the son of Abraham.
但耶稣在这里说他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
What does it mean that he's the son of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕子孙是什么意思呢?
Let's go to Galatians chapter 3.
我们看, 哥罗西书第3章。
Galatians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第3章。 Oh,
Galatians.
加拉太书,
Galatians chapter 3, verse 7.
第三章第七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 7.
加拉太书第3章第7节。
Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham.
第七节, 所以你们要知道那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕子孙。
We can see Zacchaeus had great faith.
我们知道撒该他有很大的信心。
Even though he was rich.
虽然他很有钱,
even though he had high status in society.
虽然他在社会上有很高的地位,
but he still wanted to go and see our Lord Jesus Christ.
但他还是想要前往来看耶稣,
even though he wanted to see Jesus.
虽然他想要看耶稣,
but he could not.
但他看不到,
because the crowd was in his way.
因为这些人山人海挡在他前面,
because he was short of stature.
那也因为他的身材矮小,
but that did not stop him.
但这并没有阻挡到他,
because of his faith, he climbed up the sycamore tree.
那也因为他的信心, 他爬上了桑树,
because of his faith, he willing to invite Jesus into his house.
那也因着他的信心, 他愿意邀请耶稣到他的家里,
because of his faith, he's willing to give half his good to the poor.
那也因着他的信心, 他愿意把一半捐寄给穷人,
and because of his faith, he's willing to repay fourfold to those who have taken falsely.
也因着他的信心, 他愿意把他所讹诈的钱四倍的偿还给别人。
So nowadays for you and I to yearn for Jesus Christ.
那现在呢, 我们如果要爱慕耶稣,
if you have no faith, there's no way we can yearn for him.
如果我们没有信心, 我们没有办法来爱慕亲近他。
Why? Because it's not easy.
因为不是容易的。
We're all busy in our lives.
我们在生活当中都非常的忙碌。
But we must have the faith.
我们必须要有信心。
To know and realize everything we have is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要了解, 我们现在所有的都是从耶稣基督来的。
So because of this, no matter what it takes, we will want to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
那也因此, 不论, 花上多大的代价, 我们都要来看耶稣。
And only then we will feel joyful.
也因, 在那个时候, 我们才有办法得到,
and only then we will live a life full of love.
也要在那个时候, 我们才能够, 活着, 满有爱的生活。
And only then we will truly humble before our Lord Jesus Christ.
也要在那样之后, 我们才有办法, 在耶稣基督的面前, 谦卑下来。
But without faith,
但没有信心,
we cannot see how important it is for us to draw ourselves closer to God.
我们没有办法能够看到, 要亲近神的重要性。
So don't allow the things of this world to deceive us.
所以我们不要让这世上的事情来,
Everything in this world one day will be gone.
在世上所有的事情, 有一天全部会消失。
So that's why we must work for the things that not perish, that is God Himself.
所以我们必须要能够为永远, 不会消失的, 永久的东西来, 努力的工作。
So let us be like Zacchaeus.
所以我们都要像,
because of his faith, he be able to invite Jesus to come into his heart.
因着他的信心, 他愿意邀请耶稣来到他的家。
May God continue to help us.
那愿神,
继续地帮助我们。 Let's all rise and sing hymn 235.
请起立唱诗 235首
235
235首
It's not easy nowadays to draw ourselves closer to God.
我们知道现在, 要亲近神不是容易的事情。
But we have no choice but to draw ourselves closer to Him.
但我们其实并没有其他的选择, 只能亲近神。
Because He is the source of everything that we want and everything that we have.
因为他是, 我们所有要的东西的泉源, 也是我们所有现有东西的泉源。
So may God continue to give us strength to always seek for Him.
所以求神, 能够让我们有力量。 能够, 继续地来亲近他,
and put him above everything in this world.
那能够把他放在所有一切事之上。
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
我们请同心跪下来祷告。
Please kneel down and pray together.
跪下来祷告。